creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
And I'm very pleased and very humbled because I'm a massive Coronation Street fan. But we'll talk about Coronation Street a little bit later on. Very pleased to say that Wendy Peters has joined me, Queen Rat.
Hello.
You don't look at all Queen Rat-ish. You're very smiley.
I am very smiley now, but come 5th of December, I won't smile for the whole of Christmas.
I saw you outside in the costume. The costume is amazing.
Yeah, no, it's so fabulous.
How heavy is that costume?
It's actually not that heavy, surprisingly.
Really?
It's very, very comfortable, which I'm thrilled about, because quite often in panto, as Wicked Queen or Wicked Fairy, you're corseted in and you're like, oh, I can't go to the toilet, I can't do this. This is perfect. Remove a tail. Go to the toilet.
Brilliant. And then you can stand upright because the tail sort of balances you out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So let's go back just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So what really gets me mad with a lot of people is that they see people from soaps in theatre and panto, and they think, they're only doing it because they're in soaps. You, though, and lots of other soap stars, you started off in theatre long before TV as well. So,
yeah.
And I believe Annie was a big inspiration.
My parents took my sister and I down to London for a weekend, our first sort of weekend trip to London. I must have been about 12 or 13. And they took us to see Annie at the Victoria Palace. It must have been 1979, something like that, 1980. Absolutely loved it. And I think it was the first time I was already at dancing class and things like that and doing festivals and amateur shows. But I think it was the first time that I realised that you could actually do it as a job. And that people had careers in it. You know, it wasn't just something you went to after school and did that. So I became a bit hooked there because everybody was having so much fun on stage. I thought, I want some of this. So that's that we got back and they bought us the album for Christmas and it all became a big thing in our household. It sort of gave me and my sister the bug.
And also, it gives you the dancing experience, the singing experience as well, which, again, a lot of people may not expect that from somebody who they've seen on television. You know, they think they're just there to put bums on seats. But with you, it's so different because you've toured in so many shows, musicals and there's the One Woman show as well.
I try to do everything. I think that's what I wanted to achieve when I trained, as an actress. I wanted to do as much as possible and learn as much as possible. And I'm still learning now. I don't think anybody stops learning. I love the variety I get in my career. I'm very grateful to Corey and Scylla. Mm. It certainly gave me a higher profile and there are certain things I possibly wouldn't have been doing if it wasn't for her. But I hopefully would still have been working in musical theatre or in small TV parts or plays and comedies. But it's the joy I have now is 1 week I'm doing a voiceover, the next week I'm off on tour, the next week I'm doing a small TV role, and I love that. It's a weird thing to say, but I love the jeopardy of it.
Yeah. So it gives you that edge, doesn't it?
It does, but I also realise that I'm very lucky to be able to enjoy that jeopardy now. It certainly didn't happen when I was a young actress starting out. Mm. You know, you're worrying every day about what's going to be coming in and what jobs you're going to have to do, because I did all kinds of jobs between jobs because you have to pay the bills.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm very lucky now. I'm of an age where the mortgage is paid off and all those things, so it's not quite as urgent to find something else. So I do now enjoy my time when I'm not working. I've got a bit of time off at the moment and I'm busy decorating my house. I've got a house in Leicester and a flat near London and I'm busy decorating them all and I'm loving it. Just putting the radio
I'm decorating as well.
Oh, you see, I quite enjoy a bit of painting. So enjoying it.
I'm all right until you get to the bits near the roof and you just can't get up there.
Well, that's a secret. I had somebody in to paint the ceilings.
Ah.
They did the ceilings and I'm just doing the walls.
Oh, now I know what to
do
then.
That's what you need to do.
There you go. There's a tip for you.
So
the last time I think I saw you was in Sister Act.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's one of my favourite musicals. Mm. That was an amazing role for you as well.
Yeah,
she
was great.
And I think people got to hear your voice.
I think that's
well.
The thing. People don't realise it's, you know, that's where my training comes from. And, lucky she has a couple of great numbers, especially they haven't got a prayer in Act Two.
Yes.
Where she can really belt it out. And it was a joy for me because I think also they've had a lot of mother superiors who aren't quite singers. So they've sort of been speak singing it and not doing it. But I knew when when they asked me to do it, I went, I'm just going to sing this if that's all right.
This
is a song that I need to sing, and belting out the top C's and D's. So she was great fun, and it wasn't too long a tour, and I really enjoyed it. I took the dog with me on tour, and we had a great time.
And of course, we saw you in Soapstar Superstar years ago as well.
Oh yeah, that was a bit of a. Why did I say yes to that after it? Well, I know why, because we made money for our charities, and it sounded like great fun. And I did enjoy some of it. There were some awful bits to it that I tend to try to forget about. But
sorry for bringing that up.
No, it's all right. It was all right. It was a hard thing to do because it was like an X Factor, but it was every night and it was live.
Yeah.
And we had a bank of songs that we had to learn. But we never knew from one day to the next what song we'd be singing next. Right. So it was all very quick on live TV. But those are the things that come with something like Corrie. Yeah. You get asked to do all those other things. And there's other things that I've loved that come with it from Corrie. Things that I did MasterChef, I did Sewing Bee.
Of course, yeah.
All those things that I never would have got to do.
And you said about voiceovers as well. Mm. Happy Campers is one of my favourite
shows. Oh, I'm
going to
really upset you now.
Why?
There's no more Happy Campers.
Oh, they've not come in this year.
It was my bread and butter. You know, I was like, every year, well, I know Happy Campers is going to be there.
Yeah.
It's not come in this year. So I don't know what's happened, but I don't think there'll be any more Happy Campers.
When I first saw Happy Campers and I heard your voice, I thought, I know that voice from somewhere. And then at the end, of course, it gave you a name on it. And I thought,
it was always fun to do.
Yeah.
Because it was a bit like a come dine with me or four
exactly,
in a bed,
yeah.
tongue in cheek. But, you know, not stillified, but a heightened northern of me.
Yes.
But it was always great fun. And I just love following all the people on holiday and seeing what they were
it's
getting
quite
up to.
Fun, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
and of course, we can't sort of not mention Scylla.
Of course not.
Of course. An amazing character, brilliant character. Is there a chance that Scylla may be back on Coronation Street? Or?
I have no idea. People often ask me this and I'll say, I have no idea, never say never. And the next thing you know, it's in the papers that I'm going back. I'm not. I always say there's no reason why not, because my son and daughter are still there.
Yeah.
They're still in it.
Yeah.
It's all about timings, I think, and storylines. And they have so many characters now in it. I don't tend to watch it. I've been catching a bit on the classic because I never really watched it when I was in it. So that's making me laugh a bit. I just don't think they have the time. Mm. They've gone down an episode, I think, as well.
Yeah.
So they've got to try
it's
and
with
condense.
It's all this football they keep sticking on.
Oh, is
on.
It? Oh.
Yeah, they keep missing.
Oh, dear. Oh. No, I don't watch. I don't watch either.
No, same here. The other night I switched television on and BBC One, it was Sport 2, Sport 3.
I very rarely watch live TV.
Mm.
I tend to do a lot of streaming on Netflix or iPlayer and decide what I'm watching.
Yeah.
But, you know, she may end up going back. You just don't know.
You never
have
know.
No intention.
You never know. So
it's not for me to choose.
I reckon Scylla would have sorted Mick out, though.
Oh, God, I'm going to ask you now, who's Mick?
Oh, he was
that
the...
That just proves that I'm not watching it.
He was the one that was moved in behind Chesers and, caused a bit of trouble.
Oh,
there.
Did he?
So he's now in prison anyway, so
that's all right.
He's
then.
Absolutely
as long as Chesney's
fine.
Okay.
He's fine.
That's
he's
fine.
Absolutely fine.
That's fine.
And all the kids are fine. So,
yeah, good.
So, yeah, lovely. Let's talk about Queen Rat.
Yeah.
Because, that's what we're here for. So it must be great playing a character like that. I know that Scylla was a little bit on the nasty side,
yeah,
but Queen
was.
Rat is...
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled because I've done a lot of pantos, but I've always been Wicked Queen or Wicked Fairy or Nice Fairy, never done Dick Whittington. So it's a first for me because I think normally it's King Rat.
Yes,
so I'm
yes,
thrilled
of course, yeah.
that they've given it to a lady and I'm going to get to play Queen Rat and be very nasty again.
Good, good.
I love playing it at
Christmas. We love a good nasty though.
I know. There's nothing better than screaming and booing at a nasty.
And it's a more meatier role than being a nice guy, I suppose. Although Morgan will probably say different because he likes to play the nice guys.
I always love it. I love playing both, you know, bad and nice in panto. But there's something about a baddie. The main thing is I don't have to smile for the whole of Christmas.
That must be difficult for you.
I smile for the whole of Christmas and then go, right. Yeah. I love it. I love the reactions from the audience and the kids. And it's just... It's really good fun, and I just know, having been here and with all the promo that's going on and everything, and everybody looks spectacular.
Yes.
And I just know it's going to be a brilliant show.
Do you know which song will be yours?
I don't know yet.
As in,
They've asked, you know, what am I like vocally? And I just went, well, it's probably just easier to say Ethel Merman. Anything big and belty.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can't beat a bit of Ethel Merman, can you?
Anything big and belty. I did let slip, though, on the costume fitting day that I can tap dance, so I've got a feeling they might be able to tap in it. Who knows?
Queen rat tapping across the stage.
But listen, no, I always say with panto, I don't care what I sing, because sometimes you get pop songs, sometimes you get musical theatre songs, as long as it's in the right key. Because if you're doing something 12, 13 times a week, it's got to be in the right key, or else your voice gets tired.
I'm sure whatever song they give you, whatever dance routine they give you, you're going to be absolutely amazing
in it.
Because I've seen you before on stage. I know what a wonderful actress and singer and dancer and all-rounder you are.
Thank you. It's going to be a brilliant show.
Am I creeping
show.
Enough here?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm so
But I'm
pleased.
Just looking behind me where we're sat at this arena and thinking, oh, my goodness, I've seen how they do it with on the box set. But this is amazing what they do here at Derby Arena to turn it into a proper theatre.
Yes. Yeah.
It's going to be fabulous.
It is. I've been here the last 3 or 4 years and it's as soon as you walk through the doors, it's just a fantastic view.
Yeah. It's great because I now live in Leicester, so I'm home for Christmas.
Even better.
Yeah.
So, Wendy, it's been lovely to meet you. Lovely to find out a little bit more about Queen Rat.
Yes.
And we'll be seeing you, it's the 5th to the 31st.
Yeah, and then I'll be able to go and have a nice long drink for New Year's Eve.
Oh, why not? Yeah. Why? And celebrate being a rat.
Yeah.
So, 5th to the 31st of December, it's Dick Whittington. It's at the Donalby Arena. Come along and see it. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you. Get your tickets now.
Absolutely. Yeah, from the box office and also there's online. And everywhere else. So.
Yeah.
Or just put in Derby Arena. It'll be, you'll get your tickets from there. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.